Prophetic prayer declarations. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation takes place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Prophetess Glenda, can you open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
I'm going to go to the hospital. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord, for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength, O God. We thank you for our leader, O God, the president of this country, O God. We ask you to bless him and give him wisdom. We thank you for the leader and the shepherd over this flock, O God, which is Archbishop, O God, and Pastor, O God. We thank you, O God, that you have put them in the space, O God, where we have a time to pray, a time to come together, because you said in your word, where two or three are gathered in your word, O God, that you were in the midst, O God. You said one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. And God, we just thank and praise you, God, that our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, God, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, oh God. And we thank you, God, that we know in the name of Jesus, oh God, that there is healing taking place, oh God. There is divine health taking place, oh God. There is divine wealth being dispatched, oh God. We just thank and praise you, God, that we know because we walk in you and we know who we are in you, oh God, that you, oh God, are working everything out, every situation out, oh God, because God, you said you sit high and you look low, oh God, and that there is no space that you are not, oh God. And in the name of Jesus, oh God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We just want to say we love you. We just want to say we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, oh God. We thank and praise you for everyone that's on the line, oh God. We thank and praise you, oh God, for those, oh God, who are crying out to you this night, oh God, that you do hear them and that you have let them know, oh God, that you are in the midst of what's going on, oh God, and that you give them the assurance, oh God, that they can be at peace, oh God, and that they can rest in the night, oh God. We thank and praise you, oh God, for the sick, oh God, because we know that they're really not sick, oh God, that they're healed, oh God, that it is the mind that needs to be healed. And we just thank and praise you, oh God, for a right mind, for a due right mind, oh God, for a just right mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen.
Oh, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this time that we can come together to lift you up, to worship you, Father God, to bring petitions even to you, Father God. And as we touch with each and every caller that is on this line today, Father God, we touch in unity, we touch in love, and we touch in strength, Father God, that we stand here representing our families and our friends, Father God, those who are homeless, Father God, those who are reaching out for you, Father God, relationships with families, children and their parents, Father God, the togetherness, even God, for the black community, Father God, that we become more of a community even within our communities, whether it be in churches or, Father God, whether it even be in family, God. We thank you, God, for the churches, Father God, that are lifting your name and that are setting the precedence for even our studies, our spiritual studies, that we may no longer be on milk, Father God, and even going beyond the meat, but the mysteries of you, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan and all the prophets that can teach us, that can awaken us, Father God, to you. We thank you for everyone on the prayer list, Father God. that the names have been mentioned, Father God, touching and agreeing for their healing, for their deliverance. For we cancel out cancer and depression and loneliness and the emptiness, Father God. We're just covering them with our love as you cover them with your blood, Father God. Debt cancellation, Father God. Father God, thank you for awakening and teaching us through your prophets of how to be more economy, more economical, Father God, and understanding even how to get our wealth. We thank you for safe travels, Father God, when we come and when we go. Thank you for open doors and opportunities and new network, new territory, that even in our jobs we're open, able to be vessels, Father God. Thank you for deeper revelations, Father God. We bless your name for that. Thank you, God, for all that even support us in our lives, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for we're touching and agreeing, Father God, for those who are mourning, that you continue to comfort them, Father God, in this hour. And I'm reminded of the scripture that says, he shall not be afraid of evil things in his heart, our heart, fixed and trusting in you always, Father God, for we trust in your love. We trust, God, in your covering. We trust even the angels that you've sent before, you know, us and to cover us from the north, south, east, and west, Father God. We decree and we declare jobs and favor and finances and real estate, Father God, and any weapon that tries to form against us, anybody who tries to come against us, speak against us as we speak and represent you, Father God, they are canceled out and they shall not prosper in Jesus' name. We are love. We are happy people. We are wise, Father God. Thank you for we give this body to you. If there's anything not of you, God, in our bodies, in our spirits, in our minds, we even cancel that out, Father God, so that your power arises in us to do what we are called to do, Father God, even in this season. And Father God, a special prayer for every prophetess that is on this line tonight and the ones who are normally here, that you just touch them in their sleep. And Father God, you just cover them in our households, Father God. Cover our households even as we sleep, and our brethren, Father God, our black brother, I'm going to say it, Father God, our brethren, when they walk down the street, that you cover them, God. You cover them, God, and we thank you because we're believing that. May you arise and our enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we just thank you for, I thank you for being in your presence this evening to pray for your people worldwide. Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So I thank you, Lord, for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you, Lord, for Archbishop and Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in being a yes to ministry. I thank you for all the prophets on the line and worldwide. I thank you for poem that's quickly approaching in a few days. May each and every prophet and prophetess and guest arrive safely to and from the event. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, who heal all of the people on the prayer request. I thank you, Lord, in advance for your angels that covers us all, and I thank you for your blood, Father God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for just leading the local governments and the White House, that they follow your instructions, Father God. I thank you for bringing obedience back to the children. I thank you, Lord, for favorable court cases. I thank you for the testimonies of how great you are, Father God. I thank you for just loving each and every one of us and worldwide. I thank you for peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding. I thank you for delivering the young people from slavery and from human trafficking. I thank you, Father God, for the gift of opportunity. And I thank you, Lord, for your son being a yes to save us all. And I thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan for creating a space for us to come together as one, on one accord, to pray to you, Father, and for your people. And I thank you, Father God, for the fivefold ministries that they teach your people worldwide. And I thank you for the victory in court cases. I thank you for mercy and grace. I thank you for revealing who you are through your word, the Bible. I thank you for clarity and wisdom and peace and love. I thank you for being a humble and open vessel that you can use to show your people who you are, your light, Father God. I thank you for your word that we can meditate day and night because freedom comes, comfort comes, happiness comes through your word, Lord. I thank you for sight beyond sight. I thank you for favor. I thank you for creating a clean heart in all of your people worldwide. I thank you for the hedge of protection for your children and for the elderly. I give you the honor, praise, and glory, Lord, because you deserve it all. I thank you for the healing of the families in Florida and the Washington family who, you know, just lost their mom and that she made a transition. I thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. I thank you, Father, that you're bigger than any situation. I thank you as we continue to trust you, Father God, and put you and your kingdom first in our lives, all will be well. I thank you for being our Savior, Father. I thank you that we should never want for no good thing. I give you all the praise, all the honor. I thank you for the hedge of protection over my son Kevin and all the truck drivers worldwide that's driving day in and day out. I thank you for healing the relationships of in families as they serve you daily. I thank you for Paul and Meek Mills. May you keep them in safety and may you give them favor and early prison release. And I give you all the honor, praise, and glory. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Psalms 112, praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forevermore. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph over their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. And Father, we thank you for your word is true, God. And we thank you that your word will never return unto you void, God. We thank you, Father God, for your favor, God. Because, God, your favor, Father God, will cause men to give resources to us, to your people, God, to accomplish their assignment. God, we thank you that policies, rules, regulations, and laws can be and will be changed and reversed, Father God, to the advantage of your people, God. We thank you, God, that God's favor will cause us to be established in a prosperous business, God. And we thank you, Father God, that this is the favor of the Lord and the favor of the year, God. This is our set time for favor, God, to be manifested in our lives. We thank you, Father God, that we are growing in stature and wisdom, and we are increasing in favor and being multiplied, God. We thank you, Father God, that the doors, Father God, cannot be shut to our assignment, God. No man can shut the doors, God, whatever you have assigned to us because we have favor with God. We thank you, Father God, for the favor that surrounds us as a shield, Lord. And we thank you, God, that everyone assigned to our destiny shows us favor, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we have favor from the Most High God. We pray for healing this evening, God. We pray for every person on the line, God. We pray for the prayer list, Father. You know every need. You know every heart. You know every desire. You know every body part, God, and what needs to be healed, God. But we thank you in advance, God, because by your stripes we are already healed, God. We thank you, Father God, that a merry heart, Father God, is medicine to our bones, God. We thank you, Father God, in the areas that we are broken, you will heal us, God. Set the captive free and deliver us, God. We thank you, Father God, that you will heal the brokenhearted, Lord. We thank you, Father God, because great is the peace of our children, God, and they are taught of the Lord. We ask, Father God, that you will bring comfort, that you will steady our children, God. You will give them wisdom. You will give them knowledge, greater understanding, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you will endue them with power and courage. We thank you, Father God, for that. And we praise you, Father God, because your word flows to every organ of our body, God, bringing healing to our minds, our bodies, and our soul, bringing good health, God. We thank you to our bodies. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us, Father God, for poverty, you have given us wealth, and for sickness, you have given us health, God. We thank you, Father God, that it has been given to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, God. Men shall give unto our bosom, God. We thank you, Father, if we sow bountifully, God, we will reap bountifully. We thank you, God, that we are cheerful givers, God. And we thank you, Father God, that if we give cheerfully, God, your grace will abound towards us, God, having sufficiency in all things, God, and in every good work, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want, God. And we thank you that there is no lack in us, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are partaker of your divine nature, God. We want to give you the thanks, God. We want to give you the glory this evening, God, because you are, Father God, the great I am. We thank you for being Adonai, God. We thank you for being all in all, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider, God. We thank you for being the God that heals. We thank you, Father God, for restoration this evening, God. We call on the name of the Lord, Father God, that you will bless, Father God, our bread and our water. You will take any sickness away from our lives, God. You will, Father God, bless our food and protect us from all illness, God. We ask, God, that you bless our eyes, God, that we may be able to see in the Spirit. Bless our hearing, God, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, God. We pray, God, that you bless our bodies because we understand we are created in your image. And that, Father God, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, Father God. We thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. And, Father God, we thank you that we are firmly rooted up, built up, and established in truth, in faith, and overflowing with gratitude, God. We give you the praise this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are a fellow citizen, Father God. And we thank you, God, that we are heirs of a kingdom, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we are ambassadors of a kingdom, God. We are peculiar people, Father. We thank you, Father God. And God, we decree and declare, God, that our life is hidden in Christ, God, and that you are the anointed one. You are a God of love. We thank you, Father God, that you perfect those things, God, that concerned us, God. Give us greater understanding. Teach us to walk in truth, God. Teach us to walk, Father God, in love, God. Teach us to walk in peace, God, with our brethren, God. We thank you, Father God, for the emerging, God. We thank you, Father God, for the elevation, God. We thank you, Father God, for a pure heart, a clean heart, God. We thank you for the purging, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving us, God, in new directions, God. And we thank you for open doors, open opportunities, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving us into new territory, God. We thank you, Father God, wherever our feet trod, the land is blessed, God. We thank you that we are blessed going in, blessed coming out. We're the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us, Father God, this day, God. We command this day to be fruitful, God. We command this day, Father God, to be plentiful. God, we command this day, God, to be full of joy, God, and we thank you, Father God, because we have the right, God, and Father God, you have given us authority, God, and you have given us, Father God, that we could speak a thing, God, and that it shall come to pass, and it shall be so, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are creating in us, Father God, a new victory, God. We are seeing a new strength, God. We are seeing a new glory, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're understanding who we are in Christ Jesus, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're elevating the church, God. We pray for our leaders, God. We pray for direction for our leaders, God. We pray, Father God, that they will continue to move on, God, and they will lead your people, God, into all truth, God.
and an understanding, God, and they will, Father God, teach the manifold wisdom of God. We thank you, Father God, that we are being elevated, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're moving higher and higher, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're moving out of the courts, God, out of the outer courts and into the inner courts, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're moving into the Holy of Holies, God. We ask, Father God, that you will anoint us, God. Prepare us, God. We thank you for your spirit, God, and we thank you for your guidance tonight. We thank you as we're gathered here together in your name, God, that we are touching and agreeing, God. That we are touching the hem of your garment, God. And even as we pray, God, healing is taking place. Miracles are taking place. We thank you, God, that you're stirring the waters, God, and that there's victory on every side, Father God. We thank you that there's more with us than against us, God. And we thank you, Father God, for the cloud of witnesses, God. We thank you for the angelical host, God. We thank you, Father God, for the divine protection and the hedge of protection. We thank you, God, that you hide us under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. We give you all honor in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, God. Amen and amen.
Glory to your name, Father God. And we give you the glory of Ashe Talabasaya. We thank you, Father God, that you appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We thank you, Abashata. We thank you, Lord God, that we are called trees of righteousness. We are the planting of the Lord, and your name is being glorified in the Dibosheta, in the earth. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a shield for us, the glory and the lifter up of our heads. For we cried unto you, Lord, with our voices, and you hear us from your holy hill, and you have broken down all the hedges of the enemy, and you have brought his strongholds to ruin. Every stronghold of darkness, every stronghold of oppression, every stronghold of scandal, every stronghold of abuse, every stronghold of corruption, every stronghold of human trafficking, you bring it to ruin. You bring the enemy's devices to naught. Every spirit of terrorism that's released in the land, you bring it to naught. Every attempt to absorb and to snatch away the resources from the poor, you bring the enemy's devices to naught. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your circumcision, and we worship you in the spirit, and we rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh, but we know that no weapon formed against us can prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. And we thank you, Lord God, that we worship you in the spirit. We know that our weapons are mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. We thank you, God, for the ability to pull down these strongholds of corruption, to expose the enemy of corruption that's trafficking and snatching our youth. We come against the enemy that's causing all of these children and adults to be disappearing and to be missing, God. We uncover the plot. We uncover the raboshe. Father God, we don't know what's going on, but you know what's going on, and we uncover it, raboshe, in the name of Jesus, and we call your people forth, raba, out of the bowels of hell, Lord God, that they may worship you in freedom, in spirit, and in truth. God, set your people free that they may know the hand and the power of God. We dispatch your angels of provision to the Caribbean, Lord God, the rebuilders, because you said we will be a repairer of the breach. We will build desolate places. God, dispatch your angels, dispatch your people to rebuild the desolate islands, to rebuild the desolate regions of this country that's been destroyed by drought and flood and earthquakes, Lord God, even in Mexico, God. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Abashata, over your people, on this call, Lord God. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare provision. We call every need met, every bill paid. We call forth the manifestation of your miracle of provision. Rents paid, car notes paid, electric bills paid. God, that person is needing gas money to get to work. We call forth the miracle in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, food, fill the cupboards now, my God. My gracia, no one shall be in lack. No one shall be hungry in the name of Jesus. For you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. For our Archbishop and our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and our first family, we thank you, God, for the covering and the perfection of their faith. We thank you, Rabba Shetolabosa, for divine protection. And we thank you for strength, oh God, Eba Rashata, as they're preparing to receive us at Prophecology. Strength, oh Rabasha, oh Rekababashata, in the name of Jesus. Traveling mercies for your people, God. We take a authority over the airways and the highways and the railways and the bus lines and the cars, Lord God. There shall be no malfunction. There shall be no hijacking. There shall be no police brutality. There shall be no robbing or rabakasha and abductions. We decree and declare mercy and grace shall follow us all the days of our life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophet Olivia, the announcements, please.
Amen and amen. Join Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan live Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. on his same line, which is 515-604-9266. That's 515-604-9266. Then we have Pop Life Conference Call at 12 noon, where the prophets are there discussing prophecology. Your questions could be answered. Then at 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan, Bishop's firstborn male son, in the conference call, which is powerful, and that's Monday through Saturday. And then you can join us right back here at 12 midnight with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and for the Midnight Cry Call. If you enjoyed this call and it's been a blessing in your life, like it's been mine, you can text to give a seed at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastorjordan.com. That's www.pastorjordan.com for prayer requests. And Prophecology is fastly approaching in a few days. It's February 23rd to 26th in New York at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. The registration is closed, but you can still come in with a seed of $2,500. And you'll have full access to the workshops. You cover your hotel and food, and you'll be able to enjoy the presbytery room, unlimited access to the prophets, getting the word of the Lord. We have the Book of the Month Club, number 4. You can set up your pledge, and then that would include for the July Prophecology. And you can call, which you'll get a book every month that Bishop Jordan has written. And to set up your pledge, you call 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434 to set up your pledge for the Book of the Month Club. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen, amen. And I just want to reiterate, amen, that I know this prayer call has been a blessing to you. How do I know? Because you keep showing up. Amen. We would not have nearly 100 or more coming to this call every night if God wasn't doing something for you. And I'm asking that you honor the Lord with your substance and that you show God, lay a gift upon the altar as an act of love for God, as an act of gratitude. Don't be as the 9 lepers who received their blessing, received their healing, and walked away, but be like that 10th leper that came back and said, thank you. Amen. So a gift of thank you to 646-762-0433. Oh, I don't know what you're going to do if Archbishop and Pastor decides to shut this prayer call down. I don't know what number you're going to call for prayer. I don't know where you can go, where prophets from all over the world will intercede for you. But I tell you, you want to keep this thing going. You want to keep this prayer reel turning. You want to keep hope alive. You need to sow a seed and sow into this anointing. Amen. To thank God for the answer. Thank God for the provision. Thank God for the breakthrough. Thank God for the answer. Sow your seed. Eliminate your need. Sow your seed. Thank God for blessing and meeting your need and stopping your bleed in Jesus' name. Amen. Lastly, is it possible that what you seek is seeking you? Join the Home Seekers call at 641-715-3631. The passcode is 533-404, and learn how you may become an understudy, a neophyte, amen, a student, a disciple, amen, of the Archbishop, our master prophet, the most trusted name in prophecy. I don't know where you'll go study. I don't know if you know anyone else who has written nearly 3,000 books or more. I tell you, you need to be up under the master. Amen. The master prophet. Amen. And we bless you in the name of Jesus and company of prophets. Once again, I honor you. Pastor Deborah, Archbishop, loves you and appreciates your sacrifice every night you're on this call. Amen. Praying and standing in the gap for those. Amen. And even in your own challenges, you come and declare, amen, a word on behalf of the people of God. And we bless you and love you to life. And we thank you in the name of the Lord. And have a great rest of the day. Peace.